latest team news from clubcall.com. Here are the latest headlines for Manchester City, and City Football Group has announced the opening of a second office in China as they ramp up efforts to acquire a club in that country. Manchester City's parent company already have a global stable of teams, which include New York City FC, Melbourne City, Yokohama Marinos, and Uruguayan outfit club Athletic Torque. City chairman Khaldun Al Mubarak recently confirmed they hold a strong interest in the region, having seen China Media Capital pay £280 million last year to secure a 13% stake in the CFG. Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham was also present for the office opening in Shenzhen. Having established another city operation in Shanghai back in 2016, Manchester Giants also signed a deal with Shenzhen Municipal Sports and Tourism Bureau to jointly develop grassroots football projects. Damien Willoughby, Senior Vice President of Global Business at City Football Group, said City Football Group's presence in Shenzhen will represent a commitment to China by international football bodies. They have always marvelled at the series of reforms that have gone through in China. The ambition of the City Football Group is in line with China's expectation of football, which is a perfect cooperation. Moving on, Manchester City's desire to sign Tanguy Ndombele hasn't waned after Lyon turned down a bid with £44.5 million for the midfielder during the summer. French reports claim that Citizen's boss Pep Guardiola will stay on the case of the 21-year-old powerhouse before the start of the winter transfer window. Guardiola wants City to continue watching Ndombele, but signing the budding star won't be easy, as interest in the player from Premier League rivals Tottenham. There's also the not-so-small matter of the player extending his contract with Lyon earlier in September. It's claimed that he's now set to be on Lyon's books until 2023.